You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders ponders his own epitaph after the passing of a friend and professor who had his own epitaph read, "Published, still perished."
Richard Gellis, a longtime professor of social policy and prolific academic author, died of brain cancer in late June. He reportedly told his son that he wanted the epitaph on his tombstone to read, "Published, still perished." That got me to pondering what epitaph I might choose for my tombstone if I were going to have one. I'm not, preferring cremation on the installment plan. My wife and I each pay $50 a month to finance our cremation when the time comes to shuffle off this mortal coil. The bulk of my ashes will be scattered over Lady Bird Lake in Austin. I'll leave enough money in the estate to buy Red Sox tickets for my daughters so they can sneak a smidgen into Fenway Park as well. The cremation plan will be paid off in about 6 months. I hope this isn't like a warranty on one's vehicle, which blows the transmission 2 weeks after the service contract expires. I guess if I were going to have an epitaph, it would be opposed to the use of the Oxford comma and using impact as a verb. Upon reflection, that's a bit lengthy for a tombstone, so I might go with, "He looked shorter in person." That's what a reader of my newspaper column once said upon meeting me, as if the mugshot accompanying the piece was any indication of physical stature. Perhaps I could steal screenwriter and film director Billy Wilder's epitaph. "I'm a writer, but then, nobody's perfect." Wilder lived to be 95, so maybe. In 1997, my daughters and I flew to England for a vacation. We visited Holy Trinity Church in Stratford-on-Avon, inside which William Shakespeare is buried. The bard wrote his own epitaph, fearing grave robbers. "Good friend, for Jesus' sake forbear to dig the dust enclosed here. Blessed be the man that spares these stones, and cursed be he that moves my bones." It worked. The bard's bones are still there. Fame talk show host Merv Griffin also wrote his own epitaph. Merv, who died in 2007 at 82, had this inscribed on his tombstone, "I will not be right back after this message." One of my personal favorites is in the Texas State Cemetery in East Austin. Bill Kugel was an Athens attorney who served one term in the Texas legislature as a state rep from Galveston. That was his admission ticket to the Texas State Cemetery. After being defeated for re-election, Kugel moved to Athens in East Texas to practice law. He had a distinguished legal career fighting for many causes, including my right to graduate from Longview High School. In 1971, a few of us decided to publish an alternative paper to the official high school paper. It provided us the opportunity to write the type of prose and polemics one would expect of high school students. The principal took offense, and after a few weeks expelled me and the cartoonist, permanently, as he put it. I contacted the American Civil Liberties Union, which put me in touch with Bill Kugel. He filed an injunction to get us back in school with U.S. District Judge William Wayne Justice, who quickly granted it and tied our case to a similar one already in the federal appeals court system. Our case never went to trial, and I graduated from Longview High School. We folded the paper after 4 issues for lack of funding. The principal should have just waited us out and saved the district some legal fees. Kugel charged nothing for his services. After his death in 1992, at the age of 67, he was interred in the Texas State Cemetery. His epitaph reads, "He never voted for Republicans and had little to do with them. God rest his soul."
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.